Phoenix FM.
Now the time is just coming up to 11:30 here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined in the studio by freelance columnist, author Sylvia Kent. Sylvia's work has appeared in national, regional magazines and online journals. She's also the winner of the Freelance Writer of the Year Award for Writing Magazine, with her work appearing in over 64 titles, from Folklore of Essex, The Woman Writer, to the Brentwood Historic Towns and St Mary Magdalene Billericay. Her books have been reviewed in The Times, other dailies and YouTube. Her 10th book, Barking and Dagenham, from Old Photographs, is out now. And with the little spare time that she has, she's also the Vice President of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. And her blog is currently at 258,000 page views. We're also joined today by our special guest, Ros Green, who is the Director of Essex Book Festival and the Centre of Creative Writing at the University of Essex in Colchester. So very good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Hello. I should sit up straight, yes, so I can see Ros, yes, over the top of the...
Good posture.
Now, we have been having quite a good fun, but we can't tell you anything about it, unfortunately, on air.
No, so exciting, though.
But there we go. Now, we're going to start off with yourself, Sylvia. Yeah. We have so many guests come in, writers, over the last five years.
Yes.
But we've had a couple of previous guests who've unfortunately passed away.
Yes, we have. We did bring in Reg Haynes.
Who was a year lovely.
Ago. Yes.
95, he was 95, no,
96,
wasn't he?
96, I think,
yeah. Yeah.
And he wrote about the war, and he'd been in the war, and a tank, I think he was a tank driver, so interesting, and had written his memoir, which was funny and, you know, lovely. And also our lovely Mara Cottrell, always laughing, always onto something new.
Yeah,
written two good books, still in the library, and we miss her, and we miss all our friends, don't we?
Who yeah.
But reading continues, my group at Billericay. But one of them is The Eyrie. So we did go back, if you remember, to the classics, and I was reading Great Expectations again, and enjoyed it second or third time round. You know, we read it at school, didn't we? We have one or two positions, if anyone would like to come to Billericay Library for the group, but Brentwood has loads of... writing.
These are readers groups. Yeah.
So a lot of us read and write, and you have to read if you write, don't you agree, Ros?
Absolutely. I think it's the foundation stone of
writing. It is. All types of books. I'm in love with Essex Libraries, because last week, if you look at my blog, you'll see that we had a super tablet gathering. All types of tablet.
Mm.
Mine's a Nexus Android, and I got as much out of it as the iPad people.
Mm.
So we had a lovely, lovely morning with a very young expert, who's 16, but knew it all.
Yep.
And a lovely gentleman called Anthony from Chelmsford Library. Yep. And we're so grateful. They put these things on for us. I appreciate it. I really do. And, of course, our biggie coming up, which is the Essex...
Book Festival.
Now, Ros is the director. You organise this. Now, you were saying last year, before we start talking about the festival, last year, how many authors?
Well, 2 years ago, we had 45 events.
Yeah.
And it crept up last year to 60. This year, we've got 90.
90.
And I was trying to work out why I felt so torn this year. I'm so stressed. Well, it's quite easy to remember because it's the whole of March. So it starts on the 1st of March and it finishes on the 31st of March. And the events go on throughout the month. It takes place right across Essex. We've got 40 venues and we're in 27 libraries. So we're really doing our best.
Mm.
And this year, what we've been trying to do is to make sure it goes on for the whole month, but to have individual hub weekends so that people can kind of congregate and have more of a book festival feel. So we've got a hub in Colchester for the first weekend, and that's all around history and place and identity. Lots of children's things for free, a wide range of events going on. And then the next weekend we've got our Golden Age of Crime in Southend, which is based in the Park Inn Palace Hotel. Nearly sold out.
And you can stay, can't you?
You can stay. You get a special deal to stay there. But it's, I have to say, it's enormously popular. We started it last year and it's taken off. It will have to grow next year, I think, the spaces. And then the next weekend, we're doing a special day in Harlow called Meet the Neighbours. And then that's about different communities, bringing different communities together with a strong focus on Polish writers and Polish artists. And then on the 25th, we're doing, which is very relevant sitting here, we're doing in Chelmsford, it's Science, Radio and Invention. Mm. That's happening in Anglia Ruskin, and we've got people like Christopher Priest, who wrote The Prestige, which became the film. We've got Jenny Murray.
Yes!
Which we're hugely excited about. And loads. We've got the Essex League, the Essex Ordinary League of Gentlemen, which is the steampunk group in Essex. Very excited
about
that. Great. Post-apocalyptic book club.
Oh,
and again, loads of kids' things.
Yeah.
Gadgety things as well, I have to say. So, and then we're finishing up in Colchester Arts Centre, and we're having a final fling. And that's a Kaylee, but it's... But it's also, well, I'm going to reveal more about that later in the month, I think. It's our party,
right,
and everyone's welcome.
Lovely. I'll bring the wine, potato or carrot or something like that. That's what I do.
It'd be fantastic.
400 bottles, please, you need to bring with you. So when people go along to, maybe they've got an author, they think, oh, I'd really like to go along and see them and hear what the... So you go in, do you have to pay per... Is it pay per event to
go in?
Yes,
it is. So say you want to go and see Jem Lester in Brentwood Library, the best thing to do is to go on our website, www.essexbookfestival.org.uk.
Good.
And then you'll see the Book Now icon. So it'll tell you about his event, and then you just go in there and you book however many you want. Unfortunately, quite a few of our events are sold out. You need to press that button quite quickly. James, fine.
Yes. He's doing Stumm, isn't
it's
he?
It's fascinating.
I couldn't spell it.
Stumm.
I bet my friend can't spell it either.
Stumm. I can say it, but I can't.
I spell it wrong nearly every day. I do variations. Stumm he's an Essex guy, Jem Lester. It's a debut author. He's got an autistic son in real life. And with that has come quite a lot of challenges. And he decided to actually write a book about it, but has fictionalised it. So it's three generations of their Jewish family, three generations of Jewish men coming to terms with that relationship. And it's fabulous. Mm. And one of the things I'm really excited about is that the person who's interviewing him is an Essex boy, well, Essex young man, who was actually taught by Jem in high school in Gants Hill. So I think that will be quite a magical moment. We're trying to get more young people really involved. So I think if I get young people chairing, interviewing, you know, it starts to make real connections.
Yes. I love going into a bookshop. I think it's fantastic. I love going in there. And I like a real book. Even though I've got my Kindle, I still like a physical book.
Definitely a real book.
Because they smell nice.
I know. And you know where you are.
Yes.
You know where the end is. You know whether you're in the... Yeah. You know, I think that's maybe a generational thing. Although, in terms of Kindles, they haven't taken over in the way that they were imagining. And actually, the print is stronger than Kindle in this country at the moment. So.
What would be your... If you had to take maybe three books away with you?
It would be The Essex Serpent. Who's our writer in residence, Sarah Perry, Chelmsford girl. Perfect for the holiday. It would be... and it hasn't come out yet, it would be Will Ashen's Strange Labyrinth. I love it. It's about Epping Forest. It's about this man finding himself in Epping Forest. It's hilarious. Mm. It tells you things about that forest you never knew. So I think that's amazing. If you're from Essex, truly amazing. And then the other one would be, it's Polish, Violetta Gregg's memoir, Swallowing Mercury. I think it's astonishing. It's about growing up. She now lives in Tilbury, but she grew up in communist Poland, and it's about her childhood, and I think everyone should, you know, have a read. Mm. Brilliant writing. Mm. They'd be my three, and they're very different. One's non-fiction, one's a memoir, deeply personal. Will Ashen's is personal, but it's a lot about the forest. It's a memoir of a forest that everyone loves in Essex. It's our oldest public forest, isn't it, in the country?
It is, yes.
And you know, Sarah Perry,
I'm dying to meet her.
She's gorgeous. She is really, really lovely. Yes.
What you know when you take a book, what gets you excited when you get a new author? What is it that shines for you?
It's really subjective, isn't it? Because I'm quite historical fiction, I think. I think about this a lot. I quite like learning.
Yes.
So with something like Sarah Perry, I'm learning loads about the Colchester area, about fossils. It's a bit like French Lieutenant's Woman or something like that. You're on a voyage of discovery and you come away and you feel really nourished. That's what I really like about a good book. I'm quite non-fiction as well, though. I think I have a fact thing.
You write yourself.
I do write.
You write from our magazine, which is Essex Life. We're just doing the Americans that came over in 42, working on that. But again, learning.
I think
as
it's.
You
I'm
go.
Before I was doing this, I was a freelance journalist. I haven't got time to do it now.
No.
And so there is that natural inquiring. What's the story? Yeah. I think story is massive. If you haven't got a good story, whether you're writing about Winston Churchill or whether you're writing, you know, a crime novel set right here, without a good story, you ain't got nothing.
He wants to write a book. What would be your top pointers to actually help people give?
Start with yourself, your own personal experience, because that's what you know best. Mm. And one thing that I find absolutely... One thing, because I do run creative writing classes, and what I love about it, it's like alchemy. You say you have 15 people go into a room and they've all got a piece of paper or they've got their iPads or whatever. And then after 2 hours... people read back stuff, and this stuff has come from nowhere. Mm. So you just go, where did it come from? No one quite knows. Yes. And out of 15, there's probably one or two where you go, wow, and everyone knows that magic has been born there.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And it's such an exciting process. Yes. Mm. Because none of this existed before. Yeah. So it's really...
We'll have to come to your class, won't we? I'll bring my mob.
Anymore, but
there's only 60 of us, but you can accommodate 60.
But you know, even if you sort of you often need props. Mm-hmm. So it might be, you know, say you say, well, what you've got for your stories, you've got a pair of glasses. You've got
a cup of coffee.
You've got a cup of coffee, and you've got a microphone. Yeah. Hmm. What can you do with that? And immediately you're starting to create a character.
Yes. Yeah.
And everyone, you know, people can do it.
It's wonderful. People you least expect. I mean, some of the chaps I know who write short stories, but for young people.
Yeah.
And little old ladies like me who might be writing about devilish characters, you see. It doesn't matter. And if, as we have at Brentwood, you often start a story with one person and we continue around and they add their
bits.
And what you end up with is quite remarkable, isn't it?
We're doing that in Harlow. I've got two, a Lithuanian writer and an Indian writer, two young writers, and they're running a workshop where they're about, because Harlow's turning 70, so it's very much about home and Harlow. They're not from Harlow, but they're starting with one notepad that goes around a group of people for 2 hours. And I said, I want to know what you come out with your collective story.
Yes.
And again, that's another way of doing it.
And you can always publish or put it on your blog.
We will put it, depending on what it's like. But we'll, I mean, just
and
in terms
not
of
rude.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. In terms of content, I'm sure it won't be.
So have you finished? Everything's organised now for the start of March.
I'm on top.
Yeah.
Remarkably composed.
As soon as I say, oh, yes, it's all. No, it's not. Not everything's done, but not everything can be. The flowers can't be bought yet for A.L. Kennedy's launch. Aww. They'll be wilting. You know,
put some silk ones.
There's obviously a few little things, but I think we've got it more under control than in the last 2 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You normally have, so...
And as soon as it finishes, you then starting for 2018, more or less.
We're having a radical writing retreat for the Radical Essex. We're doing that for 2 days in... at the Orthona Centre.
Bradwell.
So 2 days there, so we go straight into that between the 5th and the 7th. And then we have a pause to catch our breath and to think about things in May, then we start programming in June.
Again.
But I mean, one thing I want to get across about the festival is that we've got it on the front of our cover this year. It's reaching the parts other festivals do not reach. Mm. We're not a safe little
Chichester or whatever.
Yeah, we're not that. Yeah. We're about, this is the festival for absolutely everyone in Essex.
Radical.
Yeah. No, but we are absolutely committed to it.
Yep.
100% committed to it. It's what excites us.
Mm.
And, you know, we've got Sylvia, our patron. I mean, we've got Dave Monk, patron. Yes, you know, we've got patron. Fabulous people.
Yes.
But no, so this is really, this is a community, this is a community festival.
Yeah.
This is not, it's not, there's nothing precious about the Essex Book Festival.
And if you do want to find out more, it's running between the 1st to the 31st of March, over 90 events, 45 venues, 200 writers and artists, and it's at essexbookfestival.org.uk, and you can find out more details there. Also, you've got a fantastic booklet. Whereabouts can people pick these
libraries
up? Libraries.
Your local library, every Essex library has one.
Yes. Thank you both very much for coming in today. Thank you for travelling so far as well.
Yes. That's my pleasure.
It's a very long
journey.
What
a girl.
I did say you're going out for lunch after the show, but no.
Apparently. No, I have to...
You've got to go back.
Well, although I'm on top of things, I need to keep going to stay on top.
Yes, and we've heard about Sylvia's lunches. Yes. They start at 1 o'clock, finish the following morning.
I think we've only got sausages today.
It sounds very rock and roll. Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you, Michelle.
11:50, I think we'll play a little bit more music. I'll be back with you after this. Maybe.